In his executive order, Governor Cuomo says net neutrality is essential for keeping information accessible and on a level playing field for students, businesses, individuals, and families. But at the center of the debate is whether states should have the right to enforce net neutrality or if it should be under federal control. Mark Bartholomew is a professor of law at the University at Buffalo. He disagrees with the FCC's decision, saying certain content is at risk of becoming less accessible by internet service providers who may prefer the consumer see other content. And if that includes news sources?
You know, that's a concern. Then we're talking about First Amendment, problems here with privileging some news sources over another. And what I would prefer is not even having to confront that issue. Let's just say that, if you're an internet service provider, the connectivity to all these websites has to be the same and let individual consumers choose where and how they get their news.
Getting back to the question of states' rights versus federal jurisdiction, Bartholomew has asked if this debate may find its way to the Supreme Court.
It definitely could. You have, what I think is a close question, and you also have very motivated players. I mean, there are going to be lawyers on both sides willing to spend a lot of money to try to get an outcome on this one way or the other. So I think we will see this definitely end up in court and maybe end up in court at the highest court.
Bartholomew says one way governments may get around the FCC ruling is through the creation of municipal broadband. Erie County is considering a study to create its own network. Meanwhile, New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is one of 22 attorneys general suing to reverse the FCC's decision. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.